God, look, it's coming back.
IR returns with a brand new double shot. It's the Horror Pops. Mixing up our shots today, here's Devil Doll.
Last night I had an awful dream. You were off the highway with a phone. And I'm calling you, Doreen, and it rings and rings and rings. Where is it that you are? If you're not in, I bet it's home. Doreen, Doreen, last night I had an awful dream. We were laying in the arms of a man I never seen complain. Doreen, Doreen, last night I had an awful dream. We were laying in the arms of a man I never seen.
This is Charles, your host. Welcome back to the SoCal Sessions. We hope everyone's having a great year so far. Things have been pretty crazy here in the Insomnia family. It's a very transitional time with a new centralized website that's currently being created for all of us over here at insomniaradio.net. Unfortunately, most of our old audio for the SoCal feed has been taken offline, just for the time being. But if you'd like to hear any of our past sessions, go ahead and email me, charles@insomniaradio.net, and I'll see what I can do and fire off any of our old shows to you. Okay, let's move on to the music. We opened up this double shot session with the Horror Pops, a Los Angeles-based, Denmark-raised three-piece on Hellcat Records. The song was Thelma and Louise, an apparent tribute from their new CD, Kiss Kiss, Kill Kill, which just released on February 5th. I'd have to say NoFX released my favorite version of that song title, but this one also has such a sweet psychobilly flavor going on. The Horror Pops will be in Austin at Red 7 for the South by Southwest Music Festival on March 15th, which I will pencil onto my bloated schedule and hopefully make it. But anyway, they'll play back here at the House of Blues in Los Angeles on March 22nd. Coming down the feed second, you heard from an artist who's really blown up and gotten some nice word of mouth over on CD Baby, having hit the top sellers page with loads of positive comments sent her way. She is Colleen Duffy, also known as Devil Doll. And the song you heard was Doreen, a souped-up Americana-flavored tune that fits in well with her other rockabilly, country, blues, and lounge songs on her album The Return of Eve. I was checking her bio on her website, and it was unlike most bios, written with a vintage radio detective type feel to it, and it briefly mentions her beginnings in Cleveland as well as the pervasive themes in her music such as heartbreak, loss, hope, and redemption. Anyway, it's nice to see someone taking such a fun, creative approach to a bio. Alright, let's kickstart two more songs from these artists, and then I'll catch you for a full-length session soon. In the meantime, here's Devil Doll with The One Who Got Away, followed by another new one from Horror Pops, Heading for the Disco. Peace.
Now stand right over there, but don't talk too loud. I would hold your hand, don't want to stand out in a crowd. I would buy you flowers, but they'll die anyway. But I'll cover it with butter just to get you to stay. Well, I'm the one who got away. It doesn't matter what you say, you'll regret it till you're dying. She's just a friend, and it don't mean a thing. If it didn't affect my work, then I would wear my ring. Baby, no, I love you and I'd always be true. But a man has got to do what a man's gotta do. I'm the one who got away. Doesn't matter what you say, you'll regret it till your dying day. 'Cause I'm the one who got away. Picture for all those to see. What's the matter, baby? You embarrassed me. 'Cause I'm the toughest little cookie that you're ever gonna see. And you'll be crying like a baby when you can't find me. I'm the one who got away. It doesn't matter what you say, you'll regret it till your dying day. 'Cause I'm the one who got away.
Her date, trying so hard to be old school, but goddamn, poison was never cool.